We've reached the last weekend of Libra season. 6 days remain before the scales tip into Scorpio's depth. The sun stands at 24 degrees Libra, a degree of traveling, exile, and constancy. This is the 8th before arrival, the pilgrim's path between endings and beginning. This weekend forms a cardinal T-square, the sun in Libra, opposite Chiron and Aries, both squaring exalted Jupiter and Cancer. The release valve, Capricorn, through structure, through strategy, through sovereignty. With the sun opposite Chiron, the light exposes the wound. Old pain surfaces, not to punish, but to purify. What's revealed can be healed. What's seen can be released. Forgive, let go, move forward with a lighter load. With Jupiter square Chiron, the heart becomes the battlefield. A teacher, a healer, or a mirror may appear. Someone who triggers your pain, but awakens your growth. And while Jupiter squares the sun, doors are opening. Expansion is calling, but this square says, slow down, little daddy. Don't bulldoze your blessings. Yes, success is near, but timing is everything. Mars in Scorpio forms a water trine to the north node in Pisces. Dreams, synchronicities, whispers from the gods. Pay attention, move with intuition, not reaction. The Virgo moon grounds you for Friday and Saturday. She sextiles Mercury and Mars in Scorpio. Clarity in thought, courage in the moment. By Sunday, she joins Venus in Libra. Beauty returns. Harmony begins to hum again. This weekend, Saban symbol says, the autumn leaf brings to a pilgrim the sudden revelation of life and death. Every ending is revelation. Balance isn't static. It breathes. It evolves. It lives. 6 days left in Libra season. Your final chance to recalibrate or to release. Sometimes balance isn't found in compromise, but in a courageous letting go. The back door is Capricorn. What structure supports your healing? What boundary defines your peace? Build the bridge. Burn the illusion. Come home to yourself. If this resonates with you, leave a comment below. Like, share with a friend, family member, or that one person you swore you'd never text again. The stars say it might be time. This is Paul Heath with I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself and balance your energy.